When a bride and groom prepare for marriage, the wedding minister should help them talk about more than the ceremony. Yes, the ceremony matters, scripture matters, vows matter, rings matter. Prayer matters, pronouncement matters, but the ceremony is not the whole marriage. It is the public beginning of covenant life. That means pre-marriage conversations should help the bride and groom look honestly at the life they are about to enter together. Amos 3:3 Webb asks, "Do two walk together unless they have agreed?" That question is very helpful for engaged couples. Marriage is a lifelong walk. The bride and groom do not need to agree on every preference, but they do need serious alignment on covenant, faith, communication, family, sexuality, finances, church life, and direction. Start with faith. Ask, what role does Jesus Christ have in your relationship? Do you pray together? Are you part of a local church? How will you worship, serve, give, forgive, and grow together? Marriage is not merely a private romance. Christian marriage is covenant before God. Then discuss communication. Ephesians 4:25 WEB says, "Therefore, putting away falsehood, speak truth, each one with his neighbor." Marriage requires truth-telling. Ask the couple, how do you communicate when you are disappointed? Do you shut down, explode, avoid, manipulate, or listen? What have you learned about apologizing? Then discuss conflict. Every couple will face conflict. The question is not whether they will disagree. The question is how they will handle disagreement. Ephesians 4:26 Webb says, "Be angry and don't sin. Anger itself must be brought under Christ." The wedding minister can help the couple name patterns before those patterns become habits. Then discuss family. The bride and groom bring family systems into marriage. Genesis 2:24 WEB says, "Therefore a man will leave his father and his mother and will join with his wife, and they will be one flesh." Leaving and joining are not always simple. Parents, children, former spouses, cultural expectations, blended families, and family wounds can all shape the marriage. Then discuss finances. Money reveals trust, fear, priorities, generosity, debt, habits, and expectations. The wedding minister does not need to become a financial planner, but the minister can ask, "Have you discussed debt?" Budgeting, giving, spending habits, financial goals. Who knows your financial picture? Then discuss sexuality. Hebrews 13:4 Webb says, "Let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the bed be undefiled." Sexuality is not dirty. It is sacred within covenant. The bride and groom are embodied souls. The bride comes as an organic female image bearer. The groom comes as an organic male image bearer. Their bodies matter. Their desires matter. Their histories matter. Their expectations matter. This conversation must be handled with reverence, not crudeness. If there is sexual trauma, addiction, coercion, betrayal, or deep shame, the minister should refer to qualified care. Then discuss church life and future discipleship. Will this couple be connected to Christian community after the wedding? Who will encourage them? Who will pray for them? Could Christian marriage growth help them? Could a mentor couple walk with them? Colossians 3:14 Webb says, "Above all these things, walk in love, which is the bond of perfection." Love is not merely emotion. Love is covenant practice. A wedding minister does not interrogate the couple. A wedding minister guides a wise conversation. The goal is not to create fear. The goal is readiness. A wedding officiant leads the ceremony. A wedding minister serves the covenant.